Well, our next guest this morning handles what? A lot.
Oh yeah.
How far does it stretch the port? Where's the authority for the Lorraine Port Authority go? Rick Novak joins us.
Oh, well, good morning. Actually, the authority, we cover the entire city of Lorraine. Everybody thinks we're just with the waterfront areas, but our jurisdiction actually encompasses the entire city area.
The entire city, the land and the.
Yes. Yes.
What would you need to do in the land? What would be something inland that you would have responsible for or be asked to take part in or be a part of?
Basically, it would be some of our development projects. We help finance projects, and we have a brownfield program where we can do asbestos testing, or we can do phase one environmentals for people, and we have those throughout the community. And so we're all over the place. We really are.
Do you have any brownfield developments going on now?
Yeah, we have several projects that involve people acquiring older buildings and fixing them up. We started the first project we did. We helped with the phase one environmental for the old Carnegie Library that is now the Lorraine Historical Society. Then, the folks from We Care, We Share took over the old El Centro offices on East 32nd Street. That was a project that we did as well. And we've got them going throughout the area. And we're also helping the city with the motels that are going to be some of them are going to be demolished and so forth. So yeah, we encompass a lot of area, not just the waterfront.
Yeah, but the waterfront's the cool part,
Oh
right?
yeah,
That's
yes.
the part you kind of, I mean, that's the part that no one else has.
Right. Now, you've got offices down at the Black River Landing. You didn't build them over on West 32nd. You put it right down by the river.
Absolutely. It's
Yeah.
a great spot. I love that location. It's just a phenomenal site.
Well, we talk about the Black River Landing, all the festivals going on there, and new this year was the Rockin' on the River. Now, we are almost, what, about two-thirds of the way through all the different concerts that have been
Yeah,
there.
it's been a fabulous partnership with Bob Early, and we were able to bring them here. They were in Cuyahoga Falls for over 20 years, and to have them come here is, I think, really been a huge success. We have 4,000 to 5,000 people coming down on Friday nights, and people are from not only Lorraine, but they're from all over the region, whether it's Fairview Park, Solon, Strongsville, Fremont, Clyde, Sandusky, and it's really neat to see that happening and to see the energy creating, because people are coming down now and they don't even care what the band is anymore. It's just to come down because it's an event, it's something to do, it's a lot of fun, and now we get it's starting to play in with what we hope to happen is, people are asking, where are the restaurants, where are the shops on Broadway? So now we're getting people that are interested in starting looking at some of those empty buildings, and we want to fill those up, and that's what the goal is.
And that came from an initial project of just, that Black River utilizing that land for public, public space to use that, and then that kind of breeds other things to come in, and then the kind of economic development can happen because of that.
Absolutely, yeah. It's been a tremendous success. Again, to get 4,000 to 5,000 people every Friday night, well-behaved crowds, fantastic crowds, and it's progressed throughout the summer season. And Mr. Early is very, very happy. He loves Lorraine, and he's excited. And we're looking forward to him coming back next year too. So.
What other things? I know Jet Express, there's still
Yep.
that going on. What other things are taking place around the waterfront that people would be interested
Well,
in?
we have always obviously working with the Metro Parks and everything with kayaking, and we have a lot of kayaking going on. We have our river tours as well, and those are doing phenomenally well. People are just amazed when they take a trip up the river, because you're not used to seeing that. You just think it's all industrial. And it is, but there are a lot of natural attributes of the river, and you can see the eagle, you can see the great the heron nesting areas, and there are a couple hundred heron nests near the steel plant, and it's a pleasant night. And then also we have the tours out to the lighthouse. We work with the Port Lorraine Foundation. They've also all of us have partnered up with the folks from the Jackalope restaurant, and now you can have a dinner out at the lighthouse. That's new over the past couple of years. So it's more activities on the waterfront and different things for people to do. Whatever you want to do, we now quite honestly have it here in Lorraine.
So you can actually go out to the lighthouse, board the area, and be inside the lighthouse?
Absolutely. Yes.
There it is.
Yeah.
I'll wait if anybody's still left over from yesterday, if there
Yeah.
anybody's out there or whatever.
Yeah, you can get stuck out there.
Yeah. Because it's interesting, it's one of the structures that, unless you've been out there, you don't really know how big it is. Because you just see it, postage stamp size from where it's at right now.
Yeah.
But it's quite a unique and obviously a very sort of proud focal point that people know of when they think of Lorain. What other things do you have taking place, going on, economically or developmentally? What's happening?
Well, you know, we're always looking for developers to come in. We've been partnering with the city over the past couple of years and requesting proposals from developers to come in. So we've been meeting with them. We also partnered with them. In fact, Doug Rangel, the development officer for the city, is going to be moving into our offices. And that's a great thing because now we can partner and, you know, team up together on projects, and those things are going to happen, and you're going to see a lot more, I think, success as well in the future.
Any story or anything you can reference where you bring someone to the city of Lorain, they've never been here before, they come down to the Black River Landing, they come to Lakeview Park here, any stories like that, and the amazement or the reaction they have to what they see?
Every day. Be honest with you?
Yeah.
When people have not been in Lorain and they come here, we show them the community. Obviously, we take them to Black River Landing. We take them out on the East Pier because of the renovations that occurred a couple years ago on the pier, where we enhanced the pier deck with the bricks and so forth and make it nice and inviting. We take them here to Lakeview Park, and we also take them through the Palace Theater. And they are amazed because we have so many things here. It's kind of like, you know, as much as we talk about it and we know it, other people don't. And particularly, you know, during Rockin' on the River, I walk up to people and introduce myself and say, you know, where are you from? And they'll say, you know, Strongsville, let's say. And have you ever been here before? No. I said, what do you think about it? I said, oh my goodness, we love this. This is phenomenal. You know, we don't have anything like that, you know, in our communities. And they don't. And it's something now that we are really starting to take advantage of, and I think it's going to, you know, pay dividends in the long run.
Craig, this coming August 14th, it's Dirty Deeds.
AC/DC?
Exactly.
Are we rocking the beach?
Exactly. Extreme
Black
AC/DC,
River Landing?
Right? With the Scarlet and the Harlots also as well for that. And then on August 21st, McGuffey Lane.
Oh,
Craig,
I remember that.
I did not even know they were still together. Yeah. Out of Columbus, I believe, where they are. I own three of their albums on vinyl at that particular
place. I used to play their records when I was DJ.
I even have their Christmas CD.
Wow.
So there's a little hardcore for you. I may have to be out here on the 21st. McGuffey Lane with the Tom Fridgen Band. And then Satisfaction, which, Craig, come a little...
Stones.
International Rolling Stones show, along with Alex Bevan. And also a Bad Company.
Very good. How about that?
As well. So still more happening for the month of August as part of Rockin' on the River, the concert schedule, which you can see at rockinontheriver.com or at the Port Authority website as well. You have a listing of all the other activities going on there. There's always something unique taking place that people are utilizing those pavilions, areas that they have. They build a new pavilion, you know. We were out there for the international. They have a new one. So there's expansion, even with something which you thought it looks like it's good enough. Somebody said, well, we need more, which is happening a lot.
We love to add facilities. We you know, we talk to people, what else do we need here? And, you know, we come up with ideas, and then we work on getting the funding for the project.
Right.
And, yeah, we like to improve all along.
And then Black River, very interesting, because there's housing that's along there as well. It's kind of mixed on the other side of the festival site. And then you'll have the freighters coming through. They'll remind you that there is still an industry that utilizes that river.
We've been very fortunate for several of the concerts the freighters have gone through right when the bands are playing. And people are in awe, you know, because we're used to the bridge opening up. And, you know, for some folks, it's an aggravation.
It's not part of the act. There's a bring out the freighter.
People do think it's part of the act at times. But
what an entrance.
Yeah, it is. And people stop and they, you know, get their cameras out and their phones and, you know, they tape it, and so it's fantastic. It
musicians really alike, too, are probably performing, and out of the corner of their eye, they'll suddenly see this big gray and, you know, massive thing. And, of course, the Bascule Bridge opening up is always something for people who've never seen that. It's kind of a unique thing, too. So
it's a good reminder that we're still working port.
Exactly.
And we have activity here and jobs and businesses associated with it.
Which is always important about it, too. But Rick Novak, Lorain Port Authority, thank you for coming in this morning. We appreciate the spending a little bit of your time with us and sort of sharing some of the same atmosphere that you get to experience throughout your work.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me down here today.